Hello and welcome to the Why Are You Following Me podcast. It's Nicole, of course. Who else would it be? Super excited about this week's guest, as I say every week, as I get to choose who I interview. This is Rebecca Grafton, better known as My Girlish Whims on Instagram. She is a powerhouse on Instagram. She lost over 100 pounds. She has maintained it. She gives amazing tips. She goes in the gym at 5 a.m. I'm jealous. I need some of that inside of me. She was on the cover of People magazine and really excited to have her. And not only that, but she's from Philly. So she's local. She came, she recorded with me, and she's about to be a missus. So we talk about all the things, fitness and self-confidence and recipe ideas and more. Enjoy. And again, her Instagram is My Girlish Whims.
So tell people a little background about kind of how you got started into Instagram and, like, you know, all the good stuff.
So I started my Instagram, if you want to go way back, I had a craft blog.
I love your earrings, by the way. You'll be able to see it in the picture.
Very good. I like to color coordinate.
Yeah, it's very cute.
I have sessions.
Because you have a full-time job, too.
I do, yeah.
So we'll talk about that.
Okay. But so I started a blog and an Instagram channel called My Girlish Whims when I was in college, which was about all of my girlish whims.
And where'd you go to school?
I went to school near Pittsburgh at a school called Grove City College.
Okay. Oh, yeah. There was a guy that I went to high school with that went out there. Yeah. So it's small.
It is.
And you grew up in Lansdale.
I actually went to Souderton. I work in Lansdale now. So Souderton and Lansdale were North Penn were enemies.
your enemies. I was just on Richard Curtis's show. So he's the
Live with Kelly.
Yeah, and he has a show on Fox 29. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's how it started originally, just as a front for my blog where I shared like crafty projects.
What was your major in college?
I was entrepreneurship and I did a minor in communications
too. Oh, cool. Yeah, so you always kind of had a creative mind and wanted to like do something outside the box.
Yeah.
What's your sign?
Virgo.
Okay. Yeah. Virgos are like, make sure they get shit done. Okay.
I do like to get shit done.
So you're in college and you're doing your school stuff and you were like, I think I want to start a blog.
Mm-hmm. And back then it was just pure like crafty. Honestly, one of my big passions side hobbies is I make jewelry.
Really?
I didn't make these.
Okay.
I feel like a bad representation of myself.
It was just a hobby.
It was, but that was the era where like Pinterest was just starting.
Right.
Like that, before Pinterest happened, there was just people who had blogs and were like sharing things. And then Pinterest exploded.
Right.
And that really helped. Like I would like make tutorials for different jewelry projects or different recipes and I'd put it on my blog and that was.
Was like your mom into it or something? Or like how did you start getting into making jewelry?
Yeah, as a kid in the summertime. Time when I was bored and my mom was like, let's go to Michael's, you need something.
Yeah, that's cool.
So that's kind of just like how it started, but then it really transformed when I kind of started my weight loss journey.
Right.
So I had started gaining weight. It was in college. I studied abroad in France for a semester
year. Where'd you live?
Junior year. It was in a city called Nantes,
France. Okay.
So it was amazing. Would not change anything about it.
Yeah.
But I was, you know, eating pumpkin chocolate every day and tons of cheese and stuff.
It sounds delicious.
But I put on some weight then, and then it just kind of kept on creeping up until I graduated college. I moved out on my own for my first time and, like, started having to, like, cook for myself and do everything on my own.
Right.
And, like I said, it was the age of Pinterest, so I didn't know how to cook, so I just went and looked at different recipes, and everything that I thought looked good was full of, like, cheese and cream cheese.
Of course, because Pinterest is like a cheesy double macaroni bacon casserole.
And macaroni and cheese is my favorite
food. Yeah.
And then I turned 21, and a little known fact about Grove City, it's one of the most, like, dry colleges ever.
Wow.
So I really didn't drink, really, in college. It was more afterwards.
Right.
And so then I started drinking wine and stuff and just loving all that, and it just kind of kept piling up until I hit the highest weight I'd ever been. When I was, I think it was about 22, and I had booked a trip to Jamaica, to the Caribbean.
Yeah.
And I'd gotten to the point where I finally, like, couldn't even recognize myself in pictures anymore.
Okay.
And so after I booked that trip, I was like, I don't want to look back at pictures of my vacation and not remember how much fun I had, because all I can see is how much weight I've gained and
Right.
not be able to recognize myself. So that's kind of what spurred on me deciding I wanted to get healthier. And I just started sharing it on my Instagram account. So I remember, like, one of the first things I posted was a little selfie in the mirror when I was like, oh, 10 pounds down this week. I can finally fit into a new pair of pants again.
Yeah.
That I hadn't been able to fit in before. And I would share, like, my sweaty selfies after I would run on the treadmill. And I would share different recipes I was trying. For the first
time. And you didn't really think that it was going to blow up like it did.
No,
yeah.
Yeah. It was like, I sometimes like scroll back and I look at this first like post and it's like, oh my God.
Oh, well, it's like time hop. You like time hop and you're like, that is so embarrassing.
And like my like lighting, I would literally just like take a picture of like my dinner and then put like a Valencia filter on it. So I'm like, here's my baked fish. It looks like complete crap on a plate. But I was proud because I was, trying
right.
healthy things and whatnot. So.
But, like, hashtags weren't even a thing when Instagram kind of started. So how do you think you got the started to get the followers?
I think I got connected in the community at the beginning because it's kind of like hashtag FitFam was a kind of group of people on Instagram who were sharing their journeys. And
right.
following certain people like that is what kind of gave me inspiration when I started. So there were already people out there who were doing the same thing. But my account really gained traction when I started making progress and I would just post before and after pictures.
Interesting.
So I was lucky with my transformation. Like when I started, losing more and more weight, like it was pretty, my before and after pictures were pretty noticeable. Like,
yeah.
You could really tell the difference. And so at the beginning, just sometimes, like, there's different accounts that share people's transformations and whatnot. So I got picked up on some of them and then just kind of, like, snowballs from there.
Right. So how did you start to go about it? I mean, weight loss is such an interesting thing. I don't know if you knew that I was on The Biggest Loser.
I did know that.
Yeah, and it was 12 years ago, and it's so fascinating because what we learned 12 years ago is completely different than what's going on now. Mm-hmm. Right? So we were like, eat ice chips and blueberries, basically, and, like, run 8 miles a day. And all of
us
started gaining weight back so fast, and it wasn't until the National Institute of Health did that study, and they were like, it ruined your metabolisms. Mm-hmm. And so it's totally learning about, eating healthy, but then also not starving your body, because that's basically what happened is our bodies thought we were starving itself, so it held on to the calories. So, like, where did you get your information, and, like, how did you go about doing learning, because I didn't know anything. Yeah. I was overweight my whole life. I mean, I always say, like, the only time I was average was when I was born. I was, like, almost 8 pounds. And then you look pictures of when I was, like, 3 and 4, like, I was always just, like, the chubbier kid. And mm-hmm. I go to this really cool doctor at Jefferson, and it's called the Institute for, it's basically the women's in integrative women's center. And she was like, it's all genetics. That's just what it is. Mm-hmm. And like, cause I'm like, I wasn't eating burgers when I was five. You know what I mean? And even like now, so it's just an interesting concept of like, so I learned so much on The Biggest Loser in regards to calories and how to work out and what, Ezekiel bread was. So like, where did you get all that information?
Honestly, like starting out, I have no idea either.
Yeah.
I just decided I would kind of start with the basics. So I knew I needed to exercise.
Yeah.
So I made myself work out almost every day, some form or another.
So you just winged it, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I did say one of the things that helped me most from the beginning, though, was I did use the MyFitnessPal app, which lets you track your calories and whatnot. And it's just a very eye-opening experience if you've never done that before.
Yeah.
To, like, use proper serving sizes and, track it.
I mean, the new thing is, like, counting your macros.
That's what I transitioned to. That's now what I kind of.
Oh, perfect. So this is is great because I think it's important for people listening. Yeah. So you started counting calories.
And then that actually worked for me down to 95 pounds. I lost 95 pounds by just exercising and counting calories. But then I got to a point where I was stuck. I kept on trying to eat less and work out more.
And it wasn't working. Yeah.
So I'm like, I have to do something. I'm going to wear myself into the ground.
Yeah.
So that's when I found about if it fits your macros.
Yeah.
And I kind of like, honestly, I geeked out and I obsessed over it. But it was
because you're a Virgo and you like details. Yeah. That's why.
But it was like proof for me that it worked was after so long of trying to lose those last 5 pounds to be able to say I lost 100 pounds.
Yeah.
Literally within 5 days after switching to macros, I lost those 5 pounds.
Wow.
And so I think just the biggest thing is, counting calories is great, but if you don't prioritize necessarily like getting enough protein in for your body, your body really thrives on getting a lot of protein in your diet to, keep you satisfied and keep your muscle mass up. So that was my biggest switch and it just worked well.
I don't think a lot of people realize that, people think calories in, calories out. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, no, because you could eat 100 calories of a cookie and then you could eat 100 calories of asparagus and it's like it's two different things.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? And like one obviously is a million times better for you than the other. And so there's a reason that foods are made up of different categories. There's a reason that a fat's a fat and a carbohydrate's a carbohydrate and a protein's a protein. So to me, when I learned about the macros a couple years ago, it actually made more sense to me. It's just a pain in the ass to have to do it.
It is. I will say, when I got to my lowest weight, which was 100 pounds down for me, I was doing macros to a T and like obsessing over it.
But were you finding the were you just doing the 40-30-20?
I paid a coach to do like specific numbers for my lifestyle.
And how did you find the coach?
Through Instagram. You know, the first lady actually that I like followed who lost weight, like she recommended her, and so that's how I found her. So it was another influencer.
Yeah. And you liked, and so she basically was like, what do you do? Like she basically looked
she,
at you.
Like,
yeah.
She looked at my like activity level, like I'm sedentary for my job, but I work out every day, and just kind of like my diet history and everything, and she like made a set of numbers, you know, based off of that.
And do you still follow that?
I do for, I'd say, 75% of the time now.
Makes sense.
I think I've been on this journey now for 5.5 years. It took me 2 years to lose 100 pounds.
Right, which is actually good.
Yeah.
Because that happens, the problem with The Biggest Loser, everybody lost it so fast.
Yeah.
And especially for a lot of us, because there's always like two types of people. There's people who were thin and then they get older, their metabolism slows and they start to eat crap and they gain weight. Then there's people like me who just have been overweight your whole life. My body's used to being overweight. Like it's just what it knows. So for me to lose weight, it's so much harder.
Exactly.
And when we lost it so fast, my body was like, I don't like this. Like this is weird. You know what I mean? So the fact that it took 2 years is obviously one of the main reasons why you probably had so much success, because you took your time.
Mm-hmm. Although I will say then, I did maintain at 100 pounds down for 2 more years.
Yeah.
But I think I do fall into a category similar to you. I was never skinny my whole life.
Life.
I wasn't like obese until later, but I was never a small girl. You know?
Right.
And so for me to stay at, like for me it was 146 pounds, which for some other people is not, you know, even that thin. But for my body style.
Yeah.
I had to run 10 miles every Sunday. I had to track my food, like, down to the T. Like, I remember one time my boyfriend at the time took me out to breakfast, and I took my food scale with me, and I hid it under the table because I wanted to weigh out the sugar I was putting in my coffee so I could track it.
Wow.
So it's like, you know, I was skinny, but I was also manically kind of
And it's borderlining eating disorder at that point. And that's what's really fascinating, too, is because we live in a time where it's good that we're changing people's perceptions about, it should be about wellness, right? Because that's what my doctor always says. She's like, people in this country are obsessed with weight. They should be obsessed with health. But the beauty standard in this country is still skinny, right?
Exactly.
And so it's slowly getting there. But like people's minds have been quote unquote trained for centuries, you know what I mean? So, and then you get into the point where like you want to be thin, you're thinking you're being healthy, but then you're obsessing over it. It's really hard.
Yeah. For a while, it was hard for me mentally having such a large following because, well, I guess I gained most of my fame then when I was featured on the cover of People magazine.
Half your size.
It was actually their 100 pound weight loss edition.
So
they do 100 pound weight loss where they take like 5 women out and do a big old photo shoot. And I actually ended up being on the cover of it for our issue.
Wow.
Like, it was just 2 people and then little baby Prince George in the back. I was like, I'm bigger than Prince
George. And how long ago was that?
That was the summer of 2016.
Okay, so 3 years ago. Yeah.
But so I felt like for so long, like I gained my following and I was known for losing 100 pounds. And
right.
So I felt like if I was no longer 100 pounds down, like even if I'd lost so much more weight, I felt a lot of pressure to like kind of keep that status quo.
Yes,
feeling.
Yes.
But I do think now, like,
and that's a lot of pressure for some, because you're not even 30 yet. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's a lot of pressure.
And I think for a while, like, I was never thin in my life. And
yeah.
So when I was finally, like, motivated and dedicated and seeing results and successful, like, I thrived off of it.
Yeah.
Like, it was like my life, you know? I was like, I got to do it for the gram, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, that kind of, like, fueled my fire to keep me going. But I do think I grew up a little bit along the way.
Yeah.
And I realized, you know, I never want to go back to being the girl that I was at, you know, my heaviest weight where I was so unhappy and I was so unhealthy. But now I finally reached the point where it's like, okay, I like tracking macros, like, on my normal weekdays. I'm used to it. It's easy. I know what foods I eat, you know, it's easy. But it's like, I never want to be the girl again who takes my food scale to a restaurant.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I want to be able to go on vacations. I want to be able to live my life and not have to constantly be like doing calculations of food in my head.
Right.
And I think that's ultimately like the goal with weight loss is to eventually get to the point where you're just living your life.
Yeah. Yeah. And being able to enjoy things.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? That like you're happy, you're healthy, but then you're like, I'm going to eat some freaking cake. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So let's go back to the exercise part of it. How did you start to educate yourself on what works and what to do and all that kind of stuff for somebody that's listening that was like, I don't even know. I mean, there's a lot of information. So how do you know what information
I tried a bunch of different things. So
yeah.
I started with running because I knew it was going to be hard.
Yeah.
Like it made me sweaty. So I it must be working. So I would normally like run once or twice a week, either outside or on my treadmill. And then I joined a gym and I would start with like cardio machines, like a, like the elliptical. I took a lot of Zumba classes at the beginning.
Yeah.
I did like at home workout programs through Beachbody.
Okay.
I took bar classes. So like I did a whole bunch of different things, and then I kind of just figured out, you know, what I enjoyed. I still do different things. Like I don't think your workout should ever become like a chore.
Yeah.
It should be something that, you know, it might not have to be fun, but
it's tolerable.
Tolerable. So I just kind of played around with different things and then just learned as I grew into it. Like I remember like watching other people at the gym use weight machines.
Yeah.
So I could figure out how to use them too.
Yeah. So what is your average day or week like now?
So I kind of transitioned. I used to be like a little bit of a cardio bunny.
Yeah.
I would run, you know, like 10 miles or so.
But that's another thing. So we were all programmed that I couldn't think of the word program, cardio. And now it's like, no, like really like strength training is like the way to, you know, the way to go.
So I pay for a workout program right now by someone I found on Instagram who gives out workouts that you can do at home or at the gym. And they're strength focused, but they still have other like little bits of cardio mixed in.
Right.
That too. So I normally will go to the gym. If I go to the gym, I'll do like a 15-20 minute warm up on the Stairmaster.
Oh yeah. That's terrible. Yeah.
I love that thing.
It's so bad.
It's a love-hate relationship, but I love it.
It's like if you don't know what that is, it's like a mini escalator and you basically like walk up the other side of it. It's terrible.
It makes you very sweaty, very fast. And then for like 45 minutes, I'll just do like the program that she's outlined for me, the rest of it, and use weight machines or just different burpees. And
oh, God, I hate burpees too.
Things. But it's no longer like, I used to just go to the gym, and I will still do this. I do it on the weekend. I used to go and just climb the Stairmaster for an hour.
What?
Like, that was it. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it gets you sweaty and stuff, but it's, you know, just doing cardio. I've learned finally now.
Yeah.
It's not going to be the most sustainable thing.
So what's your full-time job?
I sell insurance. I'm a personal insurance.
Wow. Agent. And so how has that been? Have you worked full-time throughout this whole thing?
Yes. I have to say I'm a realist, so
like, yeah.
I mean, I do make money off of my social media, but it's I mean, I don't make like tons of money.
It's
insurance, but it's a full time job, and I've got damn good health insurance. And who am I to walk away from health insurance? You know?
Yeah, and I mean, it's one of those things where they talk about like find a job that pays you money, and then find a hobby that makes you happy, and then find joy in moving your body, or like it's like that kind of saying, and it's like. So it makes sense. Like you have health insurance, like it's a steady paycheck and then you could do this. And there's a chance that you could, I think that's another thing is people see somebody that has a lot of followers and they automatically think you're a millionaire. You know what I mean? And it's still a lot of work to maintain it.
Yeah. It's a lot of work and there's nothing ever guaranteed.
Right. And do you get to, you basically get to decide what things you want to promote, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. But it depends on, you know, what the, you know, who's emailing me, what kind of proposals I'm getting. And and like some weeks I just get tons of like crappy offers of people. Like I got offers for me wanting to promote leggings that will reduce cellulite. I'm like, no legging is ever going
never
to
reduce
cellulite.
Yeah.
And like, it's just like dumb stuff like that. And I think I've had a lot of success on my account because I haven't used it to like exploit people. And I've always just kind of been, you know, I'm authentic. This is my life. And
well, you know what's interesting is, like, it's so dumb that, like, it took me a minute to, like, have this light bulb moment. But there was a tweet a couple months ago that it was, I think it was some kind of Dove put out, maybe it was some other lotion. It was an Avon thing. It was an Avon, like, anti-cellulite lotion. Mm-hmm. Somebody retweeted it, and they're like, companies have made trillions of dollars basically saying, like, you're not good enough. Mm-hmm. Use your product to be better. And I was like, how did I never think of that before? That, like, women have literally been brainwashed our whole lives to basically, like, your skin isn't soft enough, your feet aren't pretty enough, your face isn't, you know, smooth enough. Like, it's really crazy when you think about it. Do you know what I mean? That they've literally made so much money on basically telling us, like, we're not good enough, you need to try to be better. So, like, when they have leggings that are going to reduce cellulite, it's now good that companies are like, no, we're going to not airbrush cellulite out, because people need to see that this is real, and, like, people don't all look like Victoria's Secret models. You know what I mean? And it's awesome, I think, that you are a real person, that you're able to get that information and say, like, no, I'm not going to promote this.
Yeah. I do think, though, that there is online, I mean, on Instagram even, sure, there's tons of, you know, Fitspo accounts where people look like, you know, Photoshop little bunnies.
But right.
I think the more and more there is a lot more authenticity on there.
Like, totally.
Like, it's a big trend. And
yeah.
Like I said, for a while, I was so worried to, you know, lose my 100-pound mark. But when I, like, opened up, you know, and then was honest, like, I did... I wrote a blog post, like, the first 2 years of maintaining my 100-pound weight loss, I was like, oh, how I maintained it for a year. And then the second year, I was like, oh, how I maintained my 100-pound weight loss for 2 years.
Yeah.
And then on my third year, I wrote a post, I said, I gained 30 pounds back, and I'm so much happier, and here's why.
Yeah.
And when I shared that, and I shared, like, my before picture, my lightest weight picture, my after picture, like, I think that was one of the most successful posts I've ever had, because... people don't need someone out there who's perfect.
Yes, absolutely.
They want someone who's open about what they go through. And I was open with the fact that, you know, I didn't want to live the rest of my life stressed out, you know, to maintain something like
that. Well, I follow this holistic chef, Laura Leah Balanced, who's in Nashville. And she did the podcast with me. And she was extremely healthy. You know, like, everything was, like, vegetables. And she would, like, you know, never eat anything bad. Quote, I hate to use bad because I think it's yeah. I hate to put... that terminology on the food, but she basically just did this post, and she talked about how, like, she was eating, like, regular quote unquote unhealthy foods and never wanted to share it because she felt like all her followers would be mad at her. And she was, like, at an event and she was hungover and she was flying back the next day and, like, wanted barbecue Fritos on the plane, and she's like, I ate them and they were delicious, and she's like, I want donuts and fries, and, like, I'm a holistic chef and I have that balance. And, like, her post blew up.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, thank God. I thought I was crazy that I also wanted McDonald's fry. So, like, I totally agree that, excuse me, like, the authenticity of just, like, being real. Yeah, because, like, no one's perfect. Well, there was, like, that whole, it was, like, that YouTube, she was, like, a vegan / raw foodie that had, like, a million subscribers, and, like, somebody caught her, like, eating fish, and then, like, she had to do, like, this whole post about, actually, well, yeah, like, just being a raw eater is not really that good for you, and it's like,
why are you,
but she's pushing it, and it was, like, this whole thing. And so I get it. So what do your friends and family think about it?
My family thinks it's cool. My my dad told me recently how he was having problems with, he owns a family business, and he was having problems with, like, a media company. Like, he wanted to cancel a subscription,
yeah.
And they, like, weren't listening to him. And he got a customer service rep on the line and said, my daughter has 152,000 followers on Instagram, so if you don't cancel this, I'm sure she'd be happy to spread the word.
Wow, dad is using that. That is hilarious. Yeah. That's cute, though.
No, it's cute. My parents are proud. It's kind of weird in some ways. Like, I always joke, I'm like, it's just like, it's, I'm only cool online. Like, it's just like, it's fun. Like, you know, it has some cool perks on it and whatnot, but it's not, I think it more sometimes, like, people give me a hard time because I'm like, oh, wait, can we get another picture for the Grammy?
Right, right.
My fiance, he's like, oh, why do you have to get a picture of everything you do? I'm like, because I have to have something to post.
I know. But yeah, but, like, it's so funny because I feel the same thing with my friends. And, like, you're a little bit younger than me. A lot of my friends, like, aren't in, I mean, everybody's on social media, but they're not in that lane, right? Mm-hmm. Where, like, I am a radio personality. Like, I'm a media personality. Like, it's what I do. And so, like, when I go somewhere and they get annoyed that they got to take pictures, I was like, this is just the reality now. Like, it's 2019. Like, this is the deal. So you like to go to concerts. You like to meet artists. Like, you're going to have to be my photographer. I don't have an Instagram husband. So you have to be it, you know? And so, like, and it's funny because there's this new In Love Park. On the other side of Love Park, there's this I Love Philly installation. And so my best friend lives in my building in the city. And I was like, all right, we were going for coffee one day. I was like, hey, we're going to go stop and take this picture. And he's like, we're only taking two pictures. I go, well, that's no.
No, not going to be enough. Like, we have options.
I have to see if they look okay. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's just, it's, do you ever find it overwhelming?
I do at times. But I don't let it, like, consume my life. And I have to honestly thank my fiancé for that. He's taught me the value of what he calls BHN, be here now.
Oh, I love that. Because, yeah.
Like, Instagram's cool and whatnot, but still, like, especially for me, that's why I also do kind of like having that balance where it's not my full-time job.
Yeah.
Like, I still have a life outside of it. Like, yeah. I don't have to feel pressure, you know, to capture every single moment of my life.
Yeah.
You know? It's just... I show a lot of my life on there. It's not my whole entire life.
Yeah.
It's nice to just be able to sometimes realize you can still live in the moment.
Yeah, and what does your fiancé do?
He works down in the Navy Yard, actually, for a cancer research company.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so he is it's not like he has anything to do with. Yeah. He's actually saving lives?
He's actually saving lives.
Yeah, it's funny because I always say, like, people get upset. But I'm like, we literally are talking about Thomas Rhett people or Taylor Swift. Like, you're posting food on Instagram. Like, people are actually trying to cure cancer, so.
I do appreciate, though, I actually met my best friend off of Instagram.
Oh.
She actually went to the same high school as me, but she was older than me. But we connected from the weight loss community on Instagram.
Yeah.
She saw one of my posts and realized I was in the area.
Yeah.
And then we both connected one time for a happy hour. And we just got along really well. So we kept on meeting.
You, like, slid each other's DMs in a friend way. You became
exactly.
Set a boyfriend, girlfriend, and you became best friends.
And I remember one time we were hanging out another happy hour. And we were, like, talking about friends. And I forget who said it first, but it was like, I kind of think of you as, like, my best friend. I think of you as my best friend too.
That's really cute.
But she also has lost over 100 pounds, and she has a huge Instagram account too.
Wow.
She has over 200,000 followers.
We'll give her a shout out.
So, woohoo, Jessica, from join Jessica XO. You're my BFF.
Oh, that's so cute.
But, so I do love whenever we hang out together, we're automatically each other's photographers, and she knows. Like, we work the angles.
The
angles, and then we look at them and see if they look okay or not, and then we take
And is she still in the area?
She moved to Claymont, Delaware.
Okay.
She used to work right in Plymouth Meeting. So
do you guys ever get to do stuff together?
We do. One of the cool things was when I was on, I guess, the contact who interviewed me for the cover of People magazine.
Yeah.
The next year, she reached out to me. My contact was like, oh, do you think your friend Jessica might want to be on it? Because she lost her pronouns. I was like, yes.
Yes.
So the next year, Jessica was on the cover of People magazine, too.
Oh, my God. That's awesome. Yeah. Did they take you to New York for the photo shoot everything, or they came here?
It varies varies per year. When I did it, they took us out to the Hamptons.
Oh, that's cool.
Like, for me, I just took a train up there, but they flew people from, there was a girl from Canada, actually, there was a girl from Florida, there was a girl from Tennessee.
Oh, that's cool.
They took people in from everywhere, but I actually was on Good Morning America that week. Me and one of the girls were on Good Morning America, so I got to go up to New York for that, which is pretty cool.
Oh, geez, you hear that thunder? I was on the Today Show after The Biggest Loser, and it was still the best my makeup ever looked. Like, I'll never forget, like, I was sitting in the chair next to Hoda, and I remember, like, they did these, like, individual lashes, and I was like, oh, my God, I want everybody to do my makeup every morning.
Yeah, I remember when I did my photo shoot in the Hamptons, like, they had a whole team of people there to style us, to dress us.
Yeah.
Like, the amount of shoes they brought in for us to wear. And then, like, I got extensions put in everything, and then when it was all done, I was like, I look so great. I was like, I want to go out in this. Like,
yeah.
I was in the Hamptons by myself. I was like, this is going to be fun. But then, like, oh, we have to take your hair extensions out. You can't have them. I was like, darn you.
You're like, oh, this was fun for 2 hours and I got to take pictures in it.
My eyebrows looked really good, though. They taught me how to do my eyebrows, finally.
It is. It's amazing when you actually work with, like, makeup people. But that's another really good thing with social media, whether it's Instagram or YouTube, is that, like, why these flamingo nails that, like, I'm obsessed with? And, like, I just, like, looked up summer nails on Instagram.
Don't worry. I know all about your flamingo.
Thank you.
I saw them on the ground.
My friend's like, I'm so sick of that flamingo. And I was like, I don't care. Joanne, my manicurist, did this by hand, and I'm going to keep talking about them until it chips off. Yeah, it's been almost 3 weeks. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. So do you want to grow it? Like, what's your goal?
I will say that, honestly, I do love having my full, or for right now, I like having a full-time job, but I've been very honest, even with my coworkers, like, insurance isn't in my passion. Like,
right.
If I'm still selling insurance 20 years from now, like, take me.
Right.
But I do actually really want to become a mom.
Okay, when are you getting married?
I'm getting married in October.
Oh, this October.
Yeah.
Oh, that's exciting.
Well, that's
where?
3 months away. And actually, it's outside of Phoenixville in, like, Pottstown area.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
An event center there. So we both know, my fiance and I both know, like, hopefully when we have kids, I'll be able to take care of them. And then I feel like that's something, like, my social media and my blog that I can do on the side.
Yeah.
Still while, you know, raising a family, but hopefully be able to devote a little bit.
Yeah. Have you ever dealt with haters and trolls?
Yes.
You have? Okay.
It's really hard.
Yeah. What's it been like, or, like, what have they been saying?
There's, like, I hate to even talk about it sometimes because I feel like it's hard to give power to people who you shouldn't want to give power to. But it's not just me. There is, like, websites out there where people talk crap about anyone with a social media presence. And it's hurtful, but then I have to try to be the bigger person because it's just like they don't know my life. Like, they really don't know my life.
So it's just like any kind of bully. Like, they're the ones that actually are miserable. Yeah. And they're the ones that are actually in pain. And then they are take that hurt mm-hmm. and pain and whatever hell they're going through, and they try to make you feel like hell too. And so, but I'm curious, like, how they find it, you know?
They just find, like, how they find, like, where they talk trash or, like, people's accounts. Like,
both.
There's anyone who has a social media presence as large practically has, you know, there's forums out there for them. And there's, you know, websites that they all congregate together at.
Right.
But I will say, like, on my page itself and even throughout the whole journey, like, for every like, maybe one comment I get, like, I will have, like, 1,000 more positive ones. So people can go, like, hide behind their keyboard and talk, you know, crap behind other people's backs. But, like, the amount of DMs and comments and messages that I get from people who say, like, me sharing my story and my life has, like, positively impacted them, like, it blows it all away. Like, it makes it completely worth it.
Well, and it's interesting because I remember reading an article one time that they said you could get 500 positive comments and you get one negative one.
You know, I'm a girl. Yeah. I'm so
and then
conscious,
you all you do so. Is focus on that one negative one. And it's, I mean, it's so frustrating. Where you're like, why am I letting this one negative person infiltrate me? But I think it's just like, we're just conditioned to like,
I'm a nice person. Like, why wouldn't anyone like me now?
Right.
And so I just,
when did you meet your fiance? Was he part of this journey?
I met him after I'd lost weight. I actually met him at my lowest weight. And it's funny. He was the one who took my picture for me that I submitted for People magazine.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It was so random. Like, it was like, had very specific instructions. Like, you had to be in a full body shot, in a bathing suit, blah, 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 blah. And like, so I'm like, this magazine contacted me. They need a picture. Can you take it?
That's cute.
So he's been with me, you know, from then, but all the way up till now when I've, like, found a greater balance with it and all. And I think, honestly, being with someone who you love and who loves you at any size and just wants you happy, like, that was a big part, too, with, like, me becoming less obsessed with, you know.
Yeah, I was wondering if so he didn't know anything about your Instagram when you met or anything?
No,
wow.
No, yeah.
And so you're like, so I have something to tell you. I'm kind of Insta famous. Yeah.
No, yeah. We're connected. We actually met at a local bar.
Wow. No one meets at bars. That's cool.
We did.
Yeah.
But we did find out that we went to the same gym together. So he likes to work out and stuff too.
That's awesome.
That was nice at the beginning. Like, I like to have someone who would like to go to the gym with me and whatnot. But I really appreciate, like, his support. Like, he didn't care when I was at my crazy, like, point where I was like, baby, I need 6 ounces of chicken breast with my dinner tonight. And, like, if he only had grilled, like, 8, he'd give me 6 ounces and like, he'd go find something else, you know? So, like, he would support me then. But then he'd also support me if I wanted to go out to the bar and drink a lot and then go order fried Oreos and stuff, you know?
Yeah, no, I mean, so, that's really important.
It's just, and just being, he's always made me feel beautiful no matter what size I am. And so it's a refreshing place.
Do you share him online?
I do. It's taken a little bit. He, you know,
because I was like, little, yeah, did he want to be?
Not too much.
Like, yeah.
So I refer to him online as Bay. Okay. Like, yeah. Not really by his real name.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't really hide it and whatnot, but he's some people like to take it to the extreme where like they don't even show people's faces and whatnot.
Yeah.
He's not, you know, that bad.
Right.
So I'll post a couple pictures of us together.
And yeah. And I think it makes people realize like, okay, yeah, she does have a life outside. Yeah. She's a real person. Yeah. It's on. So for people listening, cause I was like, oh my God, we're talking 40 minutes already. I knew we were going to talk a long time. Yeah. For somebody right now is listening that they're trying to start out on their journey or they're stuck, like, what do you think the best advice is?
I think it can be easy to get overwhelmed in, like, the greater picture and let that, like, deter you from just starting.
Yeah.
I think when I got started, for me to get healthy, I needed to lose, you know, like 70 yeah. plus pounds. And so for me, you know, the weight I was and the experience I was, that was a very overwhelming feeling.
But yeah.
I was like, well, I can't just do nothing. I have to do something.
Right.
So that's what I did. I just started from my day one. I started exercising. I started tracking my calories. I just needed to start doing something.
Yeah.
And I had to realize that, you know, you're always going to screw up along the way.
Yeah.
Always, always, always. You know, there's too much good wine out there to drink. There's too many social events to go to for yeah. you to expect to be perfect all the time. What helped me finally be successful, because, I mean, I dieted plenty of times in the past, was just realizing that there was no end game of me, you know, there was no end game for me. I just had to keep going no matter what happened
right.
on the weekend. Every Monday, I started again fresh. I just had to keep, you know, keep after it.
Not beat yourself up.
We're human. You're yeah. alone too. It's like you weren't bad because you did that. You
yeah.
were just human.
Because
so.
I think that's something too is like, especially for women, it's like we punish ourselves like, oh, we were so bad and like, oh, I'm a failure. And it's like, no, it's like we live in a space right now where, yes, it's great that there's green juice everywhere and we can get quinoa bowls. I'm like, but there's also really delicious Chick-fil-A sometimes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, or you're out and you, like you said, you want the fried Oreos and like, don't beat yourself up about it. Don't eat it every day.
Yeah, exactly.
I just did this 21 day, sugar cleanse and we're like I just didn't eat sugar. I was eating too many treats. I'm like it's the summer, so I'd be like, oh, we'll get ice cream, or like I'd be at work and somebody would bring in cake and I'm like, I don't need to be doing this. Like, what am I doing? You know what I mean? Sometimes I gotta reel back in. My biggest issue is the working out. I don't hate it, but I don't love it, and I don't force myself to do it enough. And that's something that it sucks. I mean, I literally have joined this gym that's like a block and a half from my, but I'll like wake up and I'll do my show prep and I'll check all the socials. And then like, I'll watch Live with Kelly and Ryan. And then I'm like, well, let me just get in the shower, have some coffee. Like, I need to just like make it a routine, and I can't figure out like where the block is.
I did my, I post before and after pictures on my Instagram a lot. And my caption for today was actually that motivation will not get you far in life. It won't, because
yeah.
motivation fades. I said, instead, like, building sustainable, healthy habits and forcing yourself to stay dedicated to those habits will keep you a lot, will get you a lot farther than
yeah.
aiming to be motivated 100% of the time. Because honestly, like, I woke up at 5 a.m. to work out this morning because I was coming here to do this, and so I knew I couldn't work out after work, so I've just finally, like, trained myself to know, like, if I can't work out after work, I have to do it before.
How many days a week do you usually work out?
About 6.
You do yeah. 6, yeah.
yeah.
God, yes. I mean, and I used to do 5 or 6, but here's, I think, what really happened is that I've had 2 different types of PTSD, and I'm not trying to be funny about it. My doctor actually said, because The Biggest Loser was so drastic,
yeah,
and
actually,
every workout, I loved my experience. Mm-hmm. I loved the people. I loved that I got to do it. But every workout was so horrible. So that was like my set point, right?
Yeah.
That like, to me, I used to have to think, like, I always think that like, to be a successful workout, you have to feel like you're going to pass out, right? Then I started doing mornings. When I was on the radio, I started doing mornings. So I used to have to get up at 4:30. And I always say that like, I'm a 7:30 a.m. to 11:30 p.m. type person. Mm-hmm. In those hours, I'll do everything. I will like hike a mountain. I'll go to work. I'll cook a dinner. But like, once 11:30, 12 hits, it's like Cinderella. But when I used to have to get up at 4:30 in the morning, I was never miserable because I'm blessed and I love my job. But not only getting 5 hours sleep a night, that's when it started to, when I stopped working out 5, 6 days a week because I was just tired. And because my workouts were hard, because that's what I thought I had to do, I stopped doing them. And now I'm in a place where I'm like, I have no routine. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, I have to just go. And I do go to Pilates. I do have a trainer and I go to private Pilates and I really don't hate the Pilates, which is good. Mm-hmm. But like I just keep telling myself, even if it's 4, even if you do like trainer, Pilates, spin, weights, mm-hmm. it's good. Like that would be great. But then I'm like, oh, look at my DVR. There's a Hallmark movie in there. But like, and I'm always on the go just because of my job and stuff. Mm-hmm. But it's just something that I'm trying to mentally try to figure out, like mm-hmm. why I have this. Like, thinking about having to wake, like, I could have woke up today at 5 a.m., went to the gym, but I was like, eh, nah, I'm just going to wake up at 7:45. Do you know what I mean? So, like, what time do you go to bed at night?
Probably around 10.
Yeah, so you go to bed fairly early. Yeah. What time do you wake up when you're not working out during the, or do you work out in the morning?
I tend to, if I don't have stuff going on after work, I'll do it after work.
Okay. What time's work over?
5.
Okay.
So I drive to King of Prussia, and I work out, like, 5:45 to 7, then, and go home.
So, yeah. How far does it take you to get to the gym? Do you go to Lifetime?
I do.
Yeah.
So it's like 35 minutes from my job.
Oh, wow. So you'll drive all the way there.
But it's on my way home.
Okay.
From my job, so.
Okay. So you kind of stop there and.
Yeah. It kind of breaks up the.
Yeah. Home. And the Lifetime is beautiful.
Yeah, it's like a country club gym. And I'm obsessed with it.
Oh, everybody I know that goes to Lifetime. is obsessed with it. It's hilarious. One of my really good friends worked in Jersey and joined the Lifetime in Mount Laurel, but she lives in the city and she still like goes across the bridge and come to the pool. They have a pool that one too. Yeah. And it's just funny because I mean, I go to City Fitness and it's fine. And I love to spin. Like I love, you know, going to Flywheel or SoulCycle, but it's also $32 a class. So like,
dang,
yeah,
expensive.
It's really expensive. I know, but you know, I don't know. I feel like you're going to help remotivate me, for the time being. Cause you're right. Motivation doesn't work. You have to like, but it's weird. And I'm pretty self-aware and I'll just be like, why don't I just go? And like, mm-hmm. here's another thing. I do really well when I'm with somebody. Mm-hmm. So if I was like meeting someone there or like, when I like go, like I'm going to Pilates tomorrow and like I have an appointment at 9:30. So like, that's fine. I'll go. But it's like, if I just have to go myself, mm-hmm. then I don't want to go. It's weird.
Yeah. I think different things are harder. Like for me, working out was just the one thing that I could easily schedule in.
Yeah.
If you want to talk about how much wine I drink on the weekends.
Okay.
Though,
and I'm not a drinker,
see,
so yeah.
So, like, I would rather get my workout in every day so on the weekend I can have
my wine.
You know, a few extra drinks and not worry about it as much. So,
yeah.
Kind of like, you prioritize, you know, what's important.
Okay, so let's talk about some fun stuff. What is the last show you binge watched?
I think it would have been, I guess, Dead to Me on Netflix.
Okay, I haven't watched that yet. Is it good?
Oh, so good.
Okay. I'm glad that, like, there are a lot of, like, 90210 is coming back, so it's like Christina Applegate's having, like, this new mm-hmm. resurgence. Like, yeah. I like that. Last concert, what?
Oh, just really quick.
Yeah.
Also, I don't watch a lot of TV in regular life, but when I do my home workouts, I always watch TV during them. So,
I run
on the treadmill, and then I do my weights and stuff with my TV on in the background. So, like, sometimes it's just kind of like my me time when I'm watching shows.
So, like, when you come home from the gym, what do you do?
It's probably, like, 7:30 by the time I, like, shower and stuff, or 7:45. Then I go and I eat dinner and get kind of things, like, settled up and taken care of. And by the time I, like, sit out on the couch, it's maybe, like, 8:45.
And so you'll watch, like, a little?
No, I don't really normally watch it all. I'll go on my laptop. I'll do some things for Instagram or stuff at that point.
Right.
But
And what about your fiancé? Does he, you guys have similar hours?
He travels a lot for his job. So
okay.
He's not always home.
Right.
And then his commute's a lot farther.
Right.
But a lot of times, if it's, like, normal for us, like, we'll both see each other at the gym, and they'll kind of both see each other back at home.
Yeah.
But yeah, we just...
So what about cooking? Do you cook all the time? Do you
meal prep?
What's...
Actually, I do meal prep delivery from a company in New Jersey.
Nice.
A lot of, like, lunches.
And what's it called?
Stuff. It's called Clean Eats Meal Prep.
I never heard of it.
And it's just so convenient.
Wow, that's so smart.
Because by the time I get home from the gym and, like, stuff, it's literally, like, 7:45.
Yeah.
And it's like...
And you get to, like, pick what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah,
like, and they deliver it?
Mm-hmm.
And it's delicious.
Yeah, it is good. My fiance, he eats it too.
Oh, that's so good. So are you a cook? Do you like to cook?
I do. I love to cook. Like,
what was the last meal you cooked?
What did I cook? I cooked veggie fritters for breakfast.
Oh, that sounds
Saturday.
Good.
We belong to a farm share in Kimberton.
Yeah.
And I made, I shredded up kohlrabi and carrots and zucchini, and I made little veggie fritters.
That sounds good. That's, like, intense.
And let me tell you, the prep work that Friday night.
Yes.
It took me about 40 minutes to grate all those dead vegetables.
So I did this endorsement for Imperfect Produce where the different kind. Yeah. And I had all the zucchini, and I'm like, what the am I going to do with this zucchini? And I was like, I'm going to look up healthy zucchini bread. And so I just like Googled a couple recipes, and I didn't have a grater, so I bought a grater, and I'm like grating this zucchini. I'm like, what? This is a pain in the ass.
It takes a long time to grate vegetables. I will say, though, they were some dang good fritters.
They were delicious. What is the last concert you went to?
I don't go to a ton of concerts. I think the last one I went to was actually Hunter Hayes.
And that was a couple months ago, though, right?
It was in the Fillmore. I think it was in June.
Okay.
May, June.
What's your favorite app besides Instagram?
My Fitness Pal. Yeah. But honestly, like, I like to, like, track my meals and, like, figure out my protein and stuff. Like, it's fun. It's like a little puzzle for me.
You're such a Virgo. I'm like, I'll look at something like, I mean, I did, and I know it works because, like, probably, like, a year and a half ago or so, I was doing counting the macros. And, like, I'm just, again, I just get annoyed. I'm like, I hate the fact that I have to do this, you know? But, I don't know, I think when you're doing it more, you then know.
Yeah, I got to the point where it's just easy now.
Yeah.
For me. So it's like fun to figure out, ooh, what do I want to eat for my
So family? Like, what do you normally eat for breakfast?
Basically the same thing like 4 days out of the week. I do an egg white scramble with sauteed Brussels sprouts. I love Brussels sprouts.
So you make it before work.
Mm-hmm. And I top it with low fat American cheese. And then I have Greek yogurt with powdered peanut butter mixed in too.
Wow. Almost like, and you don't get sick of it.
I have been eating that for like 2-3 years now.
Wow.
I just love it so much.
Wow. So when you go out to eat, will you think macros or will you just enjoy?
It kind of, like, depends. If I'm trying to be, if it's, like, a normal day, like, normal week, I try to be on track. I belong to a book club that I started in the area.
That's fun.
So, like, before, like, I used to be a little too obsessive with it then. Like, I would overanalyze the menu. And, like, if I couldn't make any of the meals fit my macros and still have wine, like, I just wouldn't eat anything.
Right.
I don't do that anymore. So it's like, if I'm going out on, like, a Thursday, I still have to be at work, you know, the next day. I want to have fun that weekend. I'll look for a healthier option on the menu and still have some wine. But it's like, I don't have to plan it to be, like, exactly perfect,
right.
You know?
You want to enjoy it. Yeah. That makes sense. All right. So tell everybody. Obviously, there's people who follow you that are going to listen, but there's a lot of followers that are like, oh, what is this? So give your, obviously, your Instagram, but are you on Twitter, Facebook, and then your blog?
Yep. So my main, I'm on Facebook and stuff, but I don't really use it.
Use it,
so it's,
yeah.
Yeah, it's My Girlish Whims is my Instagram handle.
Which is, like, such a fun name. And I feel like it fits you. Now that I met you in person, I'm like, it totally, your name fit. Yeah, I love it.
And my blog is just www.mygirlishwhims.com.
And so you still update the blog regularly?
I do know. Not as regularly as I would like.
But the Instagram's always popping.
Daily. Yeah. Share everything.
That's so exciting. This was awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having
I love
me.
That you're local. I like talking to people who like started literally from you just like opened an account and then you like found your niche and you didn't mean for it to happen. So that's kind of cool. And there's some people that do that like they're like, yeah, I know what I want to do. And I want to make this happen. And then there's other people that are like, it kind of just happened. Mm-hmm. You know, I did a podcast with this Instagrammer called Doc Jen Fit. And she was a gymnast and she would be at Venice Beach and she would do like tricks and stuff. But she was also going for her doctorate in physical therapy. So like her two worlds merged. Mm-hmm. And she has like this huge following. But she was like, I didn't mean for it to happen, but it just did. You know what I mean? And I was like, I love that. And then you just like make it your own, you know? Thank you. It's so fun. And you love country music. So
you have
to
music.
Come
it's
to,
nice to meet you and
yeah, you
got to
come to like
person.
One of our X Lounge and we're doing something with Hunter Hayes. So he'll be like, hey, good to see ya.
Nice to see you again.
I know.
Thank you so much to Rebecca, My Girlish Whims on Instagram. A lot of great tips, although I still don't get up at 5 o'clock to work out. It's Nicole. My social media is Nicole is Nick. And until next time, why are you following me?